Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line and we'll talk to the head football coach of the Southeastern Lions, Frank Selfo. Coach, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely, Mike. Good to hear from you. Good to talk to you and miss you sometimes. I don't get a chance to hear you all the time.
Well, I appreciate it, Coach. It was a slow start, a tough start because of the schedule. But your team is hot right now. They have played some really good football. When did you know, Frank, that it would all sort of piece together? Because you're explosive on the offensive side of the football. You bend on defense, but you played some really good defense also. This team really came together after a very difficult early schedule.
We did, Mike. You know, I remember when we played Tulane, we saw some flashes, especially in the first half against a team that I thought was really good. And then, you kind of start having some doubts because Tulane loses a couple of games, really tough games to two tough opponents. And then you see what they're doing now. So that was a really good football team that we played against. And then as the next few games unfolded, I saw more consistency in some of the things that, we thought was from a positive standpoint. And then we just kind of, we hit conference and then kind of hit a stride there. We played Tarleton, a good Tarleton team, to 3 on the road, got beat at the end, and then, won 5 out of the last 6. So we've been playing well. I just think we've won some close games, and I think that speaks to the character of our football team and our staff. And, a lot of things lend itself, but we're not hurting ourselves. And I think that's where those things are – that's what's going to contribute to us winning those close games.
Coach, when you look at it, what you've done at Southeastern sort of is a mirror image of what I saw Tim Rebo do at Nicholls State. You concentrated on the state of Louisiana. You can go a little bit left and right. You can go into Mississippi and grab players. But the concentration on Louisiana talent in the high school ranks – and listen, you got to go get a JUCO transfer sometime or a transfer player. But you have built this from within a really good program and mainly on Louisiana players.
Yeah, I made a commitment when I got here, Mike, to do that. When I got here, over 70% of our scholarship dollars were spent on players out of state, from out of state. And I wanted to flip that. And right now, almost 80% of our scholarship dollars are spent on players from in-state. And what you said about Tim is exactly right. I saw what he did. I saw the blueprint for success by using Louisiana kids. And the coaching here is good. Our players and the fan bases here are passionate. And you know what you're going to get. You know the product that you're going to get. They love to play ball. And I saw that with Nicholls, and I saw what Tim did there with that program. And I wanted to do the same and kind of follow that path. And we've done that, and I think that's what led us to have consistent success, which I wanted to do that. I didn't want to be a fly-by-night program where you win one, lose one year, and then win again. I wanted to be as consistent as we could possibly be, and that's been made possible because of the Louisiana players that we've been getting here.
A lot of times I hear it from guys that, I'm not getting recruited by a Tulane or an LSU, but, I'm hearing from Southeastern, I'm hearing from Nicholls or McNeese. And I think one of the things in the transfer portal age, I think the pool of players are bigger for you now than, say, 5 years ago. Because if I'm an LSU or a Tulane, some of my concentration is going to be for an immediate guy. And he's had some experience somewhere else at another college. I think it's opened up a bigger avenue for you to get the prep players because of what's happened with the transfer portal NIL era.
Yeah, I 100%, Mike, I agree. You are right on that. And, you know, when you go back and look, we signed 24 last year out of high school. We signed 26 the year before. Some people are not doing that anymore. They're opting to go towards the transfer side and limiting their high school classes, and we don't do that. We're going to take high school players first, and that's what our big push is during the fall and then the early signing date. We're going to go after as many high school players as we can get, and like you said, a couple of junior college guys to come in January. But then we're going to – anything else after that, we'll go through spring ball and see what we need to get from the transfer portal. But our team's built with high school guys and Louisiana guys. You know, I was looking, and I've said this a couple of times, I looked at it practice the other day, 10 out of the 11 guys we had on the field offensively that were practicing were from guys that we brought in as for true freshmen in our program. And 9 of the 11 on defense were freshmen that we brought in, not freshmen, but guys that we brought in as freshmen into our program. So 19 of the 22 players that were practicing on that one given moment at practice were kids that we had brought in and recruited out of high school, and they came here. And that's something we're extremely proud of. There are good players all over the place. And like you said, some of the schools are rather, you know, go get a 19 or 20-year-old, 21-year-old that has some playing time than take a chance on a high school kid. And we're doing that. We're going to take those chances. We do have a better product, I think, out there that we have an opportunity.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Opportunity to get.
Coach, one of the things before the season started and now looking at it now, give me a player or two on offense, defense that has surprised you with his play.
I don't know if it was a surprise, but Darius Lewis has just been off the charts this year, Mike. He's got 70, I think, 5 or 6 catches. He's second or third in the country in punt return yardage. He's just dynamic with the football. His leadership ability and his practice habits are just beyond anything you can imagine. And I don't want to say it's a surprise, but the production that we're getting out of him, the way that we're using him, the creativity we have offensively with him being involved, and him being able to do all the things that we're asking him to do is just really, it's been such a pleasure to watch his package grow each week. And so, from that standpoint, I think he's the guy for us. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we got a linebacker, KK Reno, from New Iberia that just has been so consistent for us. Up and down throughout the entire season. And it's just exciting to watch him grow. You know, he didn't play much last year, was a part-time player, but really jumped into a starting role and just grabbed it from a leadership standpoint. So I think that's a couple of guys that you look at and you go, you know, wow, you don't see that much production coming out of them as the season unfolded, but then they've exploded onto the scene for us.
Coach, one of the things you and I have talked about this before, you're not afraid to play multiple quarterbacks. There are a lot of coaches out there that they want the man, okay? And the second-string quarterback, you don't get a lot of snaps. You are unlike that. And you may be in a small category that you don't mind playing multiple quarterbacks. and even multiple quarterbacks in a game. So where did that philosophy come from? Because that's a little bit unique in today's world.
It is. You know, back when, and you remember this, when we had Patrick Ramsey at Tulane, his backup was J.P. Lossman. And J.P. was good enough to play, right? But we also knew Patrick was really good, too. But J.P. played a lot. We got a lot of snaps, and he got a lot of experience because of Patrick's ability to do what he could do. When Patrick got drafted in the first round, J.P. was able to step in as a junior, and it wasn't until then that he was a starter, but he had gotten a lot of snaps prior to that. He stepped in as a junior and just took off, and, you know, everybody said, wow, well, he had been playing for 2 years prior to that, and he becomes a first-round draft pick. Well, his backup was Lester Ricard. Well, Lester didn't play much, but we did get him some experience while he was there backing up J.P., and that lent itself to when Lester had the opportunity, when J.P. goes in the first round, for Lester to step in and begin to play and play well. And I think at some point in time, you know, you got a chance to lose your quarterback. And if you don't help to develop those other guys and give them some game experience, then when that happens now, you're looking down the barrel. I know in the NFL you can't do it because of the money and everything else. But in college football, when you have an opportunity to give somebody a chance to get better and gain some valuable game experience, I think you have to be able to do that. And, you know, you also have to have unselfish quarterbacks. They have to be able to embrace that philosophy, and I think we do that. We do a great job of coaching them and teaching them and developing them, but explaining to them the philosophy of what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Coach, the Rivervale Classic, it's unbelievable. Throughout the years, this series is tied. Okay, you guys got as many victories as what Nicholls State has, and this is always a great rivalry. And I know when it's in Thibodaux, man, so many people from the North Shore come down to watch the game, and it's vice versa when it's in Hammond, they go from the Bayou to watch it there. And what does it mean for you? Because this is a big series, and a lot of it has to do too. You recruiting the same guys. The exact same players. And so a victory here means a little bit more.
Well, I think, the past just lends itself to this being a great rivalry. Like you said, we're tied 17-17. And why it happens this way, that the last three games that Nicholls has beat us has been here in Hammond. The last three games that we have beat Nicholls have been there in Thibodaux. We can't win at home. We've had trouble holding serve. And Tim and I talk about it. We laugh about it. But it's just the way it is. And the games are close, highly competitive, highly emotional, highly intense. The fan base, the same thing. They're excited about this. Like you said, in recruiting, we're recruiting the same players. The players on our team either played against a lot of the guys that they're playing against, or they might have been on the same high school team. And now they're playing against each other. So I just think it epitomizes what college football is about and what it should be about, that the, two teams in close proximity and building a rivalry that's so evenly matched. And here we are again doing the exact same thing, you know, year in and year out at the end of the season, Thursday night, we're the only game in the country going to be played. And then, you know, so we get a chance to play each other. And it's just so much fun to be in. You love the game. You always want to come out on a winning edge, but when it doesn't happen that way, you look back and you do reflect on why, you know, how close it was and how well that game was played. That is a great football team down there they got this year. Tim's a hell of a coach, and they do a good job of what they're doing. And it's what a challenge for us to be able to be on the field with them at the same time.
Coach, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. I know it's always busy the day before a game, but I appreciate you coming on with us and looking forward to tomorrow night's game between the Colonels. And hopefully, Coach, it's not the last game of the year for you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. We got to appreciate that, Mike. You know that. And then, you know, I hope it's not either. I hope we have an opportunity to go beyond this game. But this game is everything for us. And it's for our fans and our university and the entire North Shore. So we're looking forward to it just like they are.
Thanks so much, Coach. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
All righty. That was the head football coach of the Southeastern Lions, Frank Selfo.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.